It's 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Texas, a sheriff's deputy is the latest person being monitored for signs of Ebola following the death of Thomas Eric Duncan, who died from the disease on Wednesday. From Dallas, here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Sergeant Michael Monning was one of five Dallas County sheriff's deputies assigned to help the fiancé of Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan relocate to a different home, clearing the way for their apartment to be decontaminated. When Monning started to feel sick yesterday, he went to a suburban clinic, told the staff his situation, and was immediately transported to Presbyterian Hospital, where Duncan had been treated and would later die. Sergeant Monning is considered at low risk to have Ebola, but will be tracked for any sign that he has the illness. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Also in Dallas, ABC's Cecilia Vegas, who says Thomas Duncan's family is questioning whether he received the same treatment as Americans who were rushed home from South Africa for care.
Another difficult question, how to handle Duncan's remains. Healthcare workers following strict CDC protocol, wrapping Duncan's body in plastic and cremating it. His body still highly contagious.
Extra airport screenings for passengers coming to the U.S. Saturday at five different airports. In South St. Louis overnight, angry protests following a fatal police officer-involved shooting. An off-duty officer in uniform who was working for a security company shot and killed an 18-year-old black man who police say fired on the cop first. Police Chief Sam Dotson says no arrests were made overnight.
Police cars were damaged. Not happy about it. I understand it. But no businesses were looted, no windows were smashed, and I hope that continues to be.
The case under review, Dotson says. The death toll up to 50 in two suicide bombings in the capital city of Yemen, Sana'a. And the U.S.-led coalition continues pounding ISIS in the Syrian border town of Kobani, but activists say the militants are still on the verge of controlling it. Dow futures are down 2 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Street into West Slide Road, then south to reconnect at Loop 289. The roads are expected to be reopened by 7 a.m. Friday. Work will take place, weather permitting. A woman on trial for capital murder in Lubbock has been released from the Lubbock County Jail after posting bond. 52-year-old Patricia Dennis posted $250,000 bond on Tuesday. Dennis is accused of shooting her ex-husband, Tracy Dennis, to death earlier this year. A trial date for Patricia Dennis is still pending. A group of researchers have discovered the brightest pulsar ever recorded, with a Texas Tech astrophysicist among their number. KFYO's Pat McNeil reports.
A pulsar is a type of neutron star. They are the remnants of imploded star cores left over after a supernova explosion. The new pulsar was discovered in galaxy M82, 12 million light years away, by researchers utilizing NASA's Nuclear Spectroscopic Telescope Array, or NuSTAR. Associate Professor of Physics at Texas Tech, Tom Macaron, co-authored the paper and said that the team was originally observing a supernova in the galaxy, but ended up uncovering part of the mystery behind the source of exceedingly rare ultra-luminous X-rays. NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory and SWIFT satellite were also monitoring galaxy M82 and confirmed the pulsar. Astronomers are now planning follow-up observations with NuSTAR, SWIFT, and Chandra to further research the anomaly. Pat McNeil, KFYO News.
And in sports, Texas Tech's game versus West Virginia this Saturday is reportedly a sellout game. Red Raiders game against Mountaineers will begin at 11 a.m. this Saturday at Jones AT&T Stadium. The Red Raiders are 2-for-5 so far this season. News and weather on demand at KFYO.com. I'm Wes Cochran on News Talk 790, KFYO. Depend on it.
The way Friday, 30% chance for shower or thunderstorm on Friday with high temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. Rain chances should taper off on Saturday morning, and Saturday's temperatures start in the 40s for what could be a cool kickoff for Texas Tech and West Virginia. The weather is brought to you by Sonic, home of the Waffle Cone Sundays. Try them out from the KMAC HD Weather Lab meteorologist Ron Roberts for Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk 790 KFYO.
Good morning. Right now, 63 degrees at 6:07 at News Talk 790. Tom and Laura, good morning. It's Thursday. Lubbock's First News. Coming up a little bit later on the program this morning, we're going to be visiting with Kim Pierce. She is from the Floyd Data Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Floyd Data Pumpkin Days.
That's right. Time for them pumpkins to come out of the field.
Okay, Lubbock Horticulture Extension Agent Vikram Baliga is going to be here a little bit after 7 o'clock this morning. And
from Plains Cotton Growers, it's Mary Jane Berkeley.
Ladies
She's
and gentlemen,
coming in
golf
next.
Clap, please. All right, also we're going to have the Raider Red Meats that we're going to be giving away. Sorry, I'm blanking out. I'm just a little off kilter this morning.
Could it be the paint fumes?
Back by popular demand, Gene Messer Toyota is giving you $7,000 off MSRP on new 2014 Special Edition Tundra Crew Maxes. That's $7,000 off the hardest working truck on the road. There's no better time than now to get your own Tundra. Come to Gene Messer Toyota today and see why we're your Toyota dealer in the South Plains. Let's go places on West 19th off West Loop 289, or shop online at GeneMesserToyota.com.
$3 minimum and a half, four to go, four and a half, five. Sold it.
Mark your calendars for the Seize the Deal live auction Monday, November 17th through Friday the 21st. The Seize the Deal live auction gives you a chance to save up to 60% off tons of deals like these.
Renting out the Castle Event Center for your office party or event. A smoked prime rib that feeds up to 20 people from Red Raider Meats. And the Swanky Nomad has 4 gift cards to her boutique located at 2610 Salem Ave.
Be sure to check out SeizeTheDeal.com for the live auction Monday, November 17th.
News Talk 790 KFYO. It's 9 minutes after the hour. Here's Laura Mack with some ag.
Good morning. The National Cotton Council will conduct educational workshops across the Cotton Belt, including 10 in Texas. The workshops will provide information on insurance options for cotton under the 2014 Farm Bill. According to Southwest Farm Press, the meetings will provide an in-depth look at the new Stacked Income Protection Plan, or STACS, and the supplemental coverage option. Coverage levels, expected yields, and premium rates will be covered in detail to equip or better equip producers with information necessary to evaluate insurance options for 2015. The sessions also will include an update on overall Farm Bill implementation. Each meeting will include a question and answer session. The workshops taking place in Texas or nearby. Amarillo is December 9th at 9 a.m. at the AgriLife Extension Center. La Mesa is December 10th at 8:30 a.m. at Leroy Colgan Building at Forest Park. And in Lubbock, December 10th at 1 p.m. at Bayer Museum of Agriculture. Plainview will host one December 9th at 2:30 in the Plainview Country Club.
All right, thanks, Laura. Welcome to the studio, Mary Jane Berkeley, Plains Cotton Growers. What is going on with you, girl?
Seems like
Hang on, your mic's not on yet.
Wow.
There you go.
Sorry,
okay.
I'm so sorry.
I'm here. No, that's okay. I'm here. Yes, what's going on? We have quite a bit going on, and I feel like that we're in over the next couple of weeks, we're going to see harvest activity start to ramp up. We do have some folks who are applying harvest aid chemicals to go ahead and get that cotton to finish opening up, to get the leaves off to where it's ready for a harvest. And so we're looking forward to that, and our ginning activity will start up, and then you'll start seeing the whole process of the cotton chain start to go in motion. So it's going to be a lot of fun over the next couple of months.
Well, we really haven't seen any really warm weather to speak of since the rain and everything was starting to open up. And we were sitting there last time we had you on, we were sitting there saying, yeah, we need some heat.
Yeah. Well, the past week has been pretty warm.
It's been good. The last couple of weeks have been good. And the rainfall, I mean, certainly nobody was going to send the rainfall back because, you know, we need it so desperately. You know, really when it comes to raising cotton or any crop for that matter, it's a matter of timing. And so would we have liked the timing of the rainfall, you know, back a few weeks ago to have been a little bit better? Yeah, absolutely. But are we grateful for it? You bet. I mean, we're so grateful for every drop. And so what we do need over the next few weeks are good open weather. Just, you know, no, you know, a single rainfall event won't be too detrimental. An extended rainfall event, you know, could delay harvest even further, and you could be looking possibly at some quality issues. But really, it's what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks with regard to quality that's going to be more critical, as opposed to what's happened the last couple of weeks. But this warm weather has certainly helped get us back to somewhere around where we need to be, although we are still, on the whole, probably about 2 weeks later than usual.
Okay, Mary Jane Berkeley, Plains Cotton Grower, is going to hang out with us this morning till 6:30 right now, 13 minutes after the hour.
If your dentures have become loose or just don't fit right, you know how difficult it can make the simple things in life. At the Denture Care Center, we understand your frustration and make it easy to get the new smile you deserve. Whether you're interested in dental implants or partial dentures, the Denture Care Center offers quality care to fit your needs and your budget. You can be fitted for your dentures and receive them all in the same day. And your first visit is not just affordable, it's free. This includes your new patient exam, consultation, and x-rays, a $278 value. We accept most insurance, including Medicaid and Care Improvement Plus. Offer multiple payment options and will honor any offers or coupons advertised by other dental offices. Call today and schedule your free new patient appointment at 806-589-0831. That's 806-589-0831 or visit LubbockDentureCare.com. Offer not valid for third-party remuneration. Dr. Slostick and Cater, General Dentist, Abbeville, LLC.
County Line Electric reminds you that it pays to be safe. With the influx of electronics, more and more people are discovering the need to add additional outlets in their home and business. Our new world includes overloaded circuits and outlets with computers, tablets, phones, games, flat screens, and more. When you call the local experts at County Line Electric, you can expect upfront pricing, one-day service, timely arrival, and fast, dependable work that pays attention to detail. County Line Electric is trusted and referred by people all over West Texas. County Line Electric also specializes in commercial and industrial electrical needs. Call us for new construction or remodeling. County Line Electric can handle any electrical service, from a porch light to a parking lot. Find us fast in names and numbers. Call 441-8854. 24/7, we will be there in a flash.
At First Care Health Plans, we understand many small business owners are concerned about health care mandates affecting their businesses. We're here to help. with options, not mandates. Lubbock Chamber members with at least two employees automatically qualify for affordable health care plans. Not a chamber member? Join today, then choose the plans that fit your business and enjoy access to a great network of providers, including Covenant Health and UMC. Visit firstcare.com to find out more. That's firstcare.com.
This is Agriculture Today. Dr. Glenn Selk is Oklahoma State University Cooperative Extension Beef Cattle Specialist. Today has some tips on preparing bulls as we move into the fall breeding season.
And that means now's the time to make sure that our bull battery is ready to go. This would be an excellent opportunity to call your local veterinarian and set up an appointment to bring in all the bulls that you're going to use this fall for breeding soundness exams. While you're visiting with the veterinarian, ask about such things as the need for a trichomoniasis test. Some bulls may need it, others may not. Also, we may want to consider deworming and vaccinating for diseases that we want to protect these bulls against before they go into the breeding season. If we have some bulls that do not pass that breeding soundness exam, we need to be getting out and visiting with seed stock producers in our area and get a replacement on our place as soon as possible, because we'd like to get that bull used to his new environment. If he's been on a high energy diet prior to your purchase, this would be a good time to gradually step him down, reduce the amount of grain gradually in his diet, increase the amount of forage, because he's going to be on an all forage diet during the breeding season. And we know that if that's done very, very suddenly, very sharply, right at the start of the breeding season, we can have an adverse effect on bull fertility. Also, if we're going to put more than one bull into the breeding pasture at the same time, there's several considerations. I'd like to put bulls that are going to be in the pasture together, get them in a same pen a month or so prior to the start of the breeding season. They're going to develop the social hierarchy. They're going to decide who's king of the mountain. Let's get the fighting over with before the start of the breeding season. If we've got different ages of bulls involved, let's try to match up young bulls with young bulls and old bulls with older bulls. I think if you'll consider these factors early enough before the start of the breeding season and get ready, then we'll do a better job of having the right bulls in the breeding season, so we get a high percentage of the cows bred early in the breeding season and therefore have a more successful crop, calf crop, next year.
Oklahoma State University Cooperative Extension Beef Cattle Specialist Dr. Glenn Selk. Fall can also be a busy time, especially during weaning.
A good weaning strategy can reduce stress on your cows, calves, and even your bottom line. Adele Hardy with South Dakota State University Extension shares why low-stress weaning is now more important than ever.
Especially in the current market situation, the more weight that we can put on those calves translates to more dollars in our pocket.
Hardy says any weaning process that makes the separation more gradual will reduce stress and potentially improve calf health and performance. Examples of low-stress weaning include fence line and two-step weaning.
There's really two ways that are most efficient in a low-stress weaning method. And the first is fence line weaning. The second system is called a two-step system, which uses plastic nose tabs, still have that close companionship with their mothers. They're going to have less stress in their system, continue consuming forages, increase their average daily gain, and subsequently put on more weight, so when they do go to market, there's more dollars that come back into the rancher's pocket.
I'm Cindy Campbell.
Thanks, Cindy. I'm Tony St. James. It's Agriculture Today.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting Fibermax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe! Put it right there! Yup! Yup, right there!
Sorry about that. FiberMax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. FiberMax, for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, I'm Elaine, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale College President Larry Arnn on the importance of the presidential oath of office.
Members of Congress and federal judges take an oath to the Constitution, but the Constitution prescribes the exact words of the oath only for the president. The American presidency was a new and powerful office created at the Constitutional Convention of 1787. Nothing like it existed in any other constitution in history. It was designed to allow certain virtues, decision, activity, secrecy, dispatch, things like that. And they were thought to be essential to executive power, especially in a crisis. But despite this immense power, the president is not so powerful as the Constitution itself. That is why presidents must pledge to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, and why it is the duty of the people to ensure that they do so.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To join the national conversation on the Constitution, go to ConstitutionMinute.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want some big ugly thing hanging on your ear? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free. Even the shipping is free. For your risk-free trial, call now, 1-800-684-9691. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Experience the thrill of hearing more clearly and crisply now with Listen Clear. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping, too. For free information, call now, 1-800-684-9691. That's 1-800-684-9691. 1-800-684-9691.
Corn market closing higher again on Wednesday, with the December contract gaining 2¾ cents, 343¼ quarter cent off the day's high. March contract 356½ was 3 cents higher. Soybeans, though, reversing that trend off 5¾ cents front 2 months. November 935 a bushel, January 943½. Hard red winter wheat in the red, down a penny 3/4, front month December, 586½, and the July new crop penny lower, 586. In New York, at the Board of Trade, December cotton futures, 30 points lower, 64.91. The other contracts were higher, including March, up 13 at 62.70. Live cattle Chicago October contract 166.10, up 32, but the most traded December gained 20 cents to settle 168.05, Feb 167.60, up 60. Feeders were higher as well. October up 85 cents, 242.32. The most traded was the November, 242.92, up a half buck, 35 cents higher on the Jan, 236.32. Boxed beef cutout values, fairly good demand and light to moderate offering. Select and choice rib and loin cuts firm, while chuck and round items were higher. Beef trimmings were steady on good demand and heavy offerings. 12.08 now the choice to select spread. Class 3 milk unchanged at 21.30. October hogs 90 higher, 108.12. December 95.17, up 82. February 77 cents higher, 92.40. Crude falls again off $1.11 at $87.74 a barrel. The dollar lower, but Dow, NASDAQ, S&P higher.
Phosphorus fertilizer, please report to the office.
You wanted to see me, sir?
P, have a seat. What's this I hear about you not getting into the roots where you belong? Aren't you applying yourself?
It's been tough. When I get thrown on in the fall, I've been getting fixed in the soil, so I can't get there. I'm just not available.
Well, I'm bringing in some extra help. I'm adding Avail Phosphorus Fertilizer Enhancer to the team, so you can work that much more efficiently. You know, harder and smarter.
Gee, thanks.
Even better, there'll be more bushels in the bin. An average of 9.6 bushels per acre of corn. You might even get a raise.
Get more out of your fall applied phosphorus with Avail. Visit sfp.com/breakfast to request a complimentary breakfast to serve kit today.
Clark Howard, weeknights 10 to midnight. News Talk 790, KFYO.
It's 6:25. Good morning, Tom and Laura, Lubbock's First News. On Thursday, Mary Jane Berkeley from Plains Cotton Growers is in the house. First, I got to ask you, are we pronouncing your name correctly?
Berkeley?
Yeah, yes. Because I've heard some people say Berkle.
That's not it.
Those are uneducated people.
It's Berkeley.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, after, you know, for so long, I'll let it go. I mean, if they say the only ones that I correct are the people that call us randomly at Plains Cotton Growers that I can tell are just, you know, have no, absolutely no idea. And they're probably trying to sell me something that I don't want anyway. So, right. You know, those are the ones that I
She's
gently
not here.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. I don't know who Mary Berkle is.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, it is Berkeley.
Okay, good.
So.
Hey, do you guys have any seminars or anything coming up for spring?
Well, for not necessarily for spring, but there are a lot of those. You mentioned the Farm Bill meetings that the National Cotton Council has scheduled. And the ones that are going to be going on here, as you said, are going to be in there's some in November that are down south in mm-hmm. Texas, and then the ones around here are going to be in December. But Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, who Vikram works with, that you mentioned a while ago, is also hosting several Farm Bill meetings coming up just this month. And we have a link to those on our website at plainscotton.org. And so what we're telling producers is go to at least one. I mean, go to two or three of these meetings if you can, because it's a complicated, you know, there's lots of decisions that need to be made. I mean, I can't even go into a lot of them because there's still a lot of things, you know, that I don't understand as far as the nuances of the bill and things that I still need to learn. So I too will be going to a lot of these meetings, to get that knowledge. And, so we've been talking about this for quite some time, but, producers need to attend these so they can get a better understanding of what we're going to be looking at for the next 5 years with this farm bill. So we do have a list of all those meetings. There's from what I understand, going to be one in every county that Extension's going to do.
Okay.
And so
that's convenient.
It is. And it makes it easy for producers to go. And if they choose to go to another one, they can go to one in the next county. And so, but we'll keep a list as we know of these meetings on our website at plainscotton.org.
Okay. Now, where were the meetings previous, or how are they held? Because I know Vikram, he's the first of his kind in Lubbock County. So did we just, I guess there's a separate agricultural extension?
No, it's all Texas A&M AgriLife Extension is all one entity, but they do have different segments within the agency that deal with different things. You know, Vikram does horticulture. Of course, horticulture is agriculture. So and then you also have Mark Brown in that office, who handles more of the agronomic, more of the ag and natural resources. You've got Robert Scott, who does a lot of livestock and other ag-related things. And then you have their family and consumer sciences side as well, and 4-H. So it's a multifaceted agency.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It is.
All right. Thanks, Mary Jane, for coming in this morning. Mary Jane Berkeley from Plains Cotton Growers. Always glad to have you. Tom and Laura, Lubbock's First News at 6:28. Don't forget, we got Raider Red Meats and the Griller Instinct. Get you registered for that grill from Ferguson valued at $5,203.
This segment brought to you by Jackson Meat Locker in Post, Texas, where you can get the best beef jerky in West Texas.
This is Rob Snyder. Join me this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Texas Tech Locker Room location at 98th Street and Quaker Avenue. We'll get you ready for this Saturday's Tech football game against West Virginia with great deals on Tech apparel, plus give away a pair of tickets to the sold-out game between Texas Tech and West Virginia. All that and more with free Domino's pizza and Dr. Pepper products at the Texas Tech Locker Room tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at 98th and Quaker.
Siding and overhang covers are on sale now during our fall savings sale at D&B Ultra Exteriors. Our best products installed by professionals. See the sale video at ultraexteriors.com or call 793-3173.
This is Jana Williams from West Texas Door, still knocking on your door. But now you can knock on my door at our new location near Mueller and Wolforth. West Texas Door's new showroom offers the latest in commercial and residential products, including an operational door display. So stop by our new showroom in Wolforth, or visit us online, or we will still come to you. Ask about the $150 discount on your new door.